Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome to the Small Business Advocate Show, brought to you by IBM. Solutions designed and built to help small business. And Office Depot, what you need to know. And now, with over 1,200 consecutive live broadcasts, he's the Cal Ripken of radio.
I feel ready to go another nine innings.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Hello, America, and good day to our friends around the world. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure to be with you. I am still in our nation's capital. I am so downtown, I'm looking across Lafayette Park at the White House. That means I would have to be standing in the building occupied and owned by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And here in our nation's capital in Washington, D.C., and it's very exciting for me to be able to be in Washington. I like coming here, as I've said to you before. Many times, this is a great place to come. If you've never been to Washington, D.C., you need to try to get here. It's a beautiful city. A lot of important things going on. It's a wacky world. A lot of wacky things going on here, but it's still the best, our system of government, and it's happening right here. And so I'm up here this week working with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and I'm broadcasting from their building today because I want you to meet some of their people. Now, some of these folks, at least one of them you've met before, our first guest, Giovanni Coratolo, is the director of the Small Business Council at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's also in charge of their small business policy. You've met Giovanni here, and I can't think of anybody I'd rather be sitting in front of than my friend Giovanni Coratolo. Giovanni is director of small business policy for the U.S. Chamber. He's also the vice president for the Small Business Council, or director, I should say. I'll get it out in a minute. Director of the Small Business Council at the U.S. Chamber, and he's been on the show before. You know him very well. He's our good friend. Giovanni, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to have you here, and we have this great event today with hundreds of small businesses coming to town to let us know what's on their mind, and that's important for us.
I met a bunch of them last night at the conference. I mean at the reception. And it was really fun seeing them. These are true believers. They not only believe in small business and what they're doing, but they understand that that in today's world, small business owners can't just work hard and make a payroll. They've got to be plugged in on some level with the political process, don't they?
Absolutely. Survival for small business is key. And part of that is not only adapting to your environment, but making sure that environment is safe and productive, and we're able to thrive in a better political environment.
Tell the audience what this event is.
This is our Access 2004. It's the first small business summit for the chamber. We're bringing hundreds of small businesses in to Washington to fly in to let us know what's on their mind, what are the issues that are important, and play a part in that political election. Let lawmakers know what's on their mind. So we're going to kind of provide them access to Capitol Hill because we want to make sure this environment is conducive for small businesses to flourish.
Well, you're bringing in some really high-powered speakers. You've got the Secretary of Commerce, I think, is going to be here later this week, as I remember. And who else is going to be here?
Well, we have Newt Gingrich and Paul Begala is going to have an interesting debate. We have Stu Rothenberg and Charlie Cook to give us a political landscape of what we're looking for within this election. And the most important people that we have here are obviously the small business owners.
Right.
And we have an interactive system in one of our events where they'll actually be able to vote on different issues.
The Meridian system.
The Meridian system, mm-hmm. which is important because small businesses do not want to just sit in lectures and be lectured to. They have a great value to give to us, and we want to, in turn, be very responsive to their needs.
Right. And I became familiar with that system yesterday because today, and by the way, to cap all of your folks off this week, I'm going to be here, right?
Absolutely, and Jim, I should say that you have volunteered, and it is terrific to have you playing a very key role in our conference.
Well, the reason I was having a little fun with that is because I'm going to be moderating a panel today, where the whole all the attendees are going to be there, and they're going to be using the Meridia system, where when we talk about 8 or 9 key small business issues, they will be able to vote on, you know, yes or no, we'd like A, B, or C, and then we'll be able to talk about what they said. That's going to be pretty cool to get that kind of interaction. It's sort of like Who Wants to be a Millionaire, right?
Absolutely.
Except we're not going to be able to phone a friend, I don't think.
Well, every small business owner wants to have input into the system, and we found that is key and kind of the center plate of where we want to be at this small business convention.
Right.
Not just talking to small business, but having an interactive conference.
Tell us about some of the issues that are going to be discussed here.
Well, number one, front and center for all small businesses is healthcare. It is just a noose around the neck of every small business owner trying to create jobs in this country. We're constantly hearing on number two, which is tort reform, which plays into healthcare, because if you don't have medical malpractice reform, it adds to the cost of healthcare, but still, legal reform is another major issue for small businesses.
Right.
It's
absolutely
a hurdle.
Absolutely. Well, and all those things are going to be discussed. We're going to discuss them in our panel, but as well. But then you've got breakout sessions that are going to be going on, right?
Key to us is to try to reduce into smaller groups with issues that are more pertinent to different small businesses. Every small business may have certain issues that they would like to discuss and interact with. So we have a number of breakout sessions, B2B marketing, how-to sessions, access to capital,
right.
Another hurdle for small business, legal reform, transportation. All of these issues in some way play a very important part in a lot of different industries.
One of the things that's really important to me, and I know to small business owners, is something that the Chamber is working on very hard, and that is Association Health Plans, AHPs. Can you talk to us about that a little bit?
Association Health Plans is it's something that allows small businesses to pool and to receive the benefits that larger businesses already have. Unfortunately, it's like a lot of legislation. It passed the House and it stalled in the Senate.
Mm-hmm. Something like 8 times in the House? Passed the House like
8 times. And that's the same with class action, medical malpractice reform. A lot of issues that are important to small business and important to the economy have passed the House and have stalled in the Senate.
Right. Well, what are we going to do about that? How are we going to solve that?
Well, there's an election coming up, and my suggestion, if healthcare is important to small business or important to your listeners, have them call their senators and let them know. That's the way this works. If you can't complain to your fellow small business person, complain to your senators and representatives. That's where it counts.
Don't you think that Association of Health Plans, if you had to identify one public policy issue that could go the farthest and make the most direct, immediate impact, and I mean immediate, I mean within 12 months, don't you think that Association of Health Plans would have to be on the top of the list?
That's on the top of the list. And it's on the top of the list for the Chamber as well as a lot of small business groups. Association Health Plans, or AHPs as they're known, could be law tomorrow. Could be law tomorrow, and yet it's stalled. That's the easiest way for small businesses to pool their risks in small groups or larger groups and avoid some of the morass of state laws that govern health care, and they get a great advantage.
And you got people who say, you know, we need to insure all these 40-something million people, and yet the solution's on the table and they don't reach for it. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 after. We'll be right back with our good friend Giovanni Cortello. He is the Director of Small Business Policy for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. That's where I am right now at their big soiree, their small business soiree here in Washington, D.C. I'll be right back. After the hour, I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and I'm at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce at the Access 2004 Small Business Summit that the U.S. Chamber is putting on for several hundred, something under a million small business owners who've gathered here in our nation's capital to talk about, to whoop it up and talk about things that are important to small business owners, especially on the political front. I'm sitting in front of my friend Giovanni Cortello, the Director of small business policy for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And just over there on the other side of the room is a guy named Larry Mocha, who's going to be with us in just a few minutes, Giovanni, and he's a friend of yours, I know. And you've agreed to stay maybe a little bit longer. I'm going to get the two of you together in a few minutes on the show and to talk about some things that I know you're working on that he also has on his mind. But before we do that, let's talk about, by the way, give us the U.S. Chamber's website, please.
www.uschamber.com.
All right. Now, there's a small business suite there. How do we get to that?
Well, you'll see small business. It's front and center on our website. Just click on that, Access 2004 or Small Business, and that'll drive you right
there.
A lot
of resources there, and if you want to go and find out to see the agenda, you want to see the agenda of this program. It's right there.
Who the
speakers are, all that sort of thing is there.
Access 2004, right there. It'll drive you to the agenda. We have thousands of pages of issues and state and local issues, as well as how-to.
Resources.
How-to resources,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, good. Thank you. Thank you for that's available to members of the chamber, right?
Well, it's available to members and non-members. It'll allow non-members a three-day pass.
Right.
So you can explore what all the members have and entice you to join the chamber.
Right. What about, let's talk about some other policy issues. One of the ones I have in my mind is tax, extending the tax breaks that were put in place in 2003.
Well, tax breaks are important to small business, especially Section 179, which is small business expensing. That was recently raised from $25,000 to $100,000 and allows small businesses to recoup quicker their investments in their plant and equipment. We're looking to make that permanent because it will sunset.
When is that sunset? This year? Is it this year?
I believe the end of this year.
End of this year, I think.
Now, we do have, we did have a law that passed the House, again, stalled in the Senate just recently, that does extend Section 179 expensing. One of 100 laws that we just can't seem to get through the Senate.
Well, you know, there are people who don't understand that the way to get the economy going is to get small business owners access to capital. And one way to get them access to capital is let them keep the capital that they make and not take it out of their businesses. Because when small businesses have capital, if they can retain their earnings, they'll create jobs. And the people who have those jobs will pay taxes, all kinds of taxes. And ultimately, now if that makes me sound like a supply-sider, guilty as charged.
Well, as you know, Jim, small businesses account for 75% of all net new jobs, mm-hmm. in this country, and to pump investment into the small business infrastructure is very important to our economy.
What have your members told you about the death tax?
Well, death tax destroys jobs. I mean, small businesses work all their life to build their businesses. And it's a shame that their heirs, when the sole proprietor or the owner passes away, the heirs have to destroy that business in order to pay the taxes. Small businesses have to pay. It's tax money that goes into building those businesses. So it's not like they didn't build it on tax money. So this is
what they have was what's left over after they pay their taxes.
Right.
All
exactly.
their taxes.
All their taxes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what builds their business the first time, and it's a shame that death has to be a taxable event.
And especially when we realize that there was no economic reason why the tax was put on to start with. It was put on to fight a war, the Spanish War, Spanish-American War. I think that war's over. I think we won. So let's get rid of the thing. But what's more ridiculous is it actually has been phased out, but it comes back in 2010. Is that right?
It reappears, and certainly we want to make sure it's stamped out for good. Like any tax, it was done as a temporary tax, and it's still on the books 100 years later.
How anybody who could pass that law that says, yes, we're going to phase out the death tax, but we're going to bring it back in 10 years. So you guys need to plan your death accordingly. How anybody can do that is beyond me. It blows me away.
Well, that's
and look at their constituents with a straight face.
Again, that was due to the arcane rules, special rules of the
right.
Senate. In order to get it passed to phase out, we had to get it through the Senate. Only way we could get it through the Senate without being vetoed was to have it over 10 years.
That's amazing. What about regulations? We've got about less than a minute. Give us a quick clip on regulations.
Well, the morass of regulations. If you look at Capitol Hill, there's maybe 300, 400 laws that are passed that we have to abide by, but there's 3, 4, 5,000 regulations, and those strangle small business because they have to. They're subject to abide by every one of those regulations.
Well, and the number on that, folks, as you've heard me report with Giovanni and others on this show, is that it costs small business owners over double what it costs a big company per employee to comply with regulations.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Giovanni, I'm going to stop you because we're going to a break, but you're going to hang around a little bit. We're going to get Larry Mocha in here, and we're going to let you stay at least one segment and get you to be my co-host as we interview Larry a little bit on. I want to talk to him about his business, but also about legal reform. Tort reform is a big deal. I know it is to Larry, and so we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Say the same words to someone else when I'm not.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.